Good morning, everyone. In this module, we are going to study about reproduction in plants. The production of new individuals from their parents is known as reproduction. A plant body has root, stem, leaves, and flowers. Root, stem, and leaves are the vegetative parts, and flowers are the reproductive parts of a plant body. There are many plants which are able to produce new plants without the formation of seeds. New plants come from specially formed cells or the vegetative parts of a plant, such as root, stem, and leaves. This kind of multiplication of plants is known as asexual mode of reproduction. There is one more mode of reproduction, that is sexual mode of reproduction, in which seed formation, fertilization, and then we have dispersal of seeds. We'll study this in the last module. The common modes of asexual reproduction are fission, one cell dividing into two and two into four and so on. Budding, where you see a small outgrowth which forms a new individual. Then we have fragmentation. The mature body divides into small fragments and each fragment grows into a new individual. Then we have spore formation. Spore formation is seen in non-flowering plants with the formation of special kind of cells in large number in special organs called spore sacs or sporangia. We will study about vegetative propagation in our second module. Then we have regeneration. Regeneration is gaining of lost parts of a plant. We will study one by one asexual reproduction in plants. Budding. Budding is common mode of reproduction in yeast. Yeast is the only unicellular fungi. It multiplies rapidly by budding. Its cells give out a small globular outgrowth called bud. The bud keeps on growing in size. At the same time, the nucleus in the cell also divides into two by bud formation. One of the two nuclei migrates into the growing globular bud on the cell, forming an independent organism. The buds get separated into individuals and independent unicellular organisms. The next method is fission. Fission is a simple method of reproduction found in many unicellular organisms like bacteria, amoeba, and paramecium. When a cell of the organism is mature and it's full of nutrition, its nucleus constricts to divide into two. Simultaneously, the cell body also constricts, forming two daughter cells, each with its own nucleus. This fission is also called binary fission, since in the process one cell divides into two, two into four, and so on. You must have seen curdling of milk. It is helped by bacterium lactobacillus. A little amount of curd added to milk converts the whole milk into curd within 3 to 4 hours. How is that possible? Curdling of milk is helped by lactobacillus. Now you can imagine how fast is the multiplication of bacterial cells while converting milk into curd. Next we have fragmentation. It is the common mode of reproduction in algae like Spirogyra, which are filamentous algae. They have single cell in lengthwise arrangement. In mature algae, the filament may break into fragments, each piece growing into a new individual. Fragment grows into filament, forming a new cell independent of plant. Growth in filament takes place by elongation and division of its cells and the nuclei by binary fission. New cells formed elongate in their turn and add to the length of the filament. Multiplication of plants by fragmentation is a kind of vegetative reproduction or vegetative propagation in which vegetative cells form a filament, produce new plants. Then we have spore formation. Spore formation is seen in many non-flowering plants like algae, fungi, mosses and ferns. Spores are formed in special structures on these plants. These special structures are called sporangia or spore sac. Spores are single cells, very small in size and light in weight. Spores are produced in large numbers. They come out of the sporangia and float in air to disperse all over. On falling upon a suitable medium, each spore grows into a new plant. You must have seen mold growing on a piece of bread. You can take a slice of bread, moisten it with little water and keep it in a warm place in a closed box. Open the box after a few days. You will find mold growing on the bread. Be very careful. You will find black, brown or yellow spores. The spores should not come on your face because they are very toxic. Then the next one is regeneration. Regeneration is not multiplication of plants, but it is regaining of lost parts of plant. The grass on the lawn is mowed and it grows again with more vigor. Hedge plants are trimmed from time to time to give them a shape and help them green. Regeneration is seen in planaria, which is not a plant. In the next module, we are going to study about vegetative propagation and the advantages of vegetative propagation. And in the third module, we will study about sexual mode of reproduction. Okay, thank you.